everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Here's good news for all our overweight listeners who want a simple, safe, economical plan to reduce. It's mighty important to control our weight if we have any tendency to excess pounds, but it must be done without endangering health. Well, nutritionists have worked out a plan whereby you can keep down your weight safely. And here it is. Drink a good glass of Horlicks malted milk for luncheon. That's all there is to it. Nothing to take, no drastic exercises to do. Just drink a glass full of Horlicks malted milk at noon instead of eating a big lunch. You see, Horlicks, because of its good protein content, carbohydrate and milk fat ratio, keeps your appetite satisfied. It gives you all the precious building qualities of heavier foods without the latter's excess calories. And now, here's a special message from Lum and Abner about that flashlight they offered to send to listeners. They say they just didn't know that they had so many friends. The number of requests for flashlights was so great that they can't be made quickly enough to send out promptly. But they want you to know that everyone who sent in will get his flashlight just as soon as it's humanly possible. They appreciate your waiting and know that you will be delighted with your flashlight when you do finally get it. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Things haven't been running so smoothly at the Jot'em Down store since Abner's been president. So yesterday, Lum refused to continue as a partner with Abner acting as president. And Abner refused to resign from the office. Well, the result was that the two old fellows decided to dissolve partnership and divide the store equally between them. Competitors under the same roof. Today, we find them dividing the stock of merchandise so that each can manage his own business. Lum is counting out a case of pork and beans, while Abner stands by to see that he gets fair deals. Listen.
One for you, and one for me, and one for me, and one for you, and one for me.
Huh?
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, I reckon. Go ahead.
One for me, one for you. One for me, and one for you. I'll be glad when we get this thing divided up. One for me, one for you, one for me.
Here, now, wait a minute there now, Long. You're getting too many of them for me's in there.
I ain't giving you no more than I am myself. I'm watching that.
Yeah, but what I mean, you're getting too many of them for you.
For you?
Yeah.
I thought you said for me.
Well, I said for me, but I meant for you.
Well, I can't make no sense out of that kind of talk.
Now, go ahead, but I'm going to watch that counting from here out, I'll tell you that.
One for me and one for you. One for me and one for you. And one for me and one for you. One for me. I granny says one left over again. It's yours.
Well, may as well open it up and eat it like we've been doing, I reckon.
Well, I don't know where I can eat any more or not, Abner. I bet we've had $6 worth of canned goods already today.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have had to eat them two cans of salmon if you'd count them right in the first place.
Well, we had one left over there, and we had to eat it to make it come out even. We never found that other until after we'd done at it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I say. We just ate them for nothing.
Well, I believe, Mr. Peabody, when we have an odd can left over that way, one or the other of us ought to just sell it to the other instead of eating it. No use to making ourselves sick this way.
No. Oh, well, now, that might be a good idea.
Well, I'll just sell you this can of beans, then.
Well, how much you want for it?
10 cents. That's a regular selling price for
them. Well, law me, I'm selling them myself in my store for 8 cents.
Well, you ain't going to buy it from me at that price. I'll tell you that right now. I ain't running no cut-rate store.
Well, I'll just buy it from myself again. Just give myself 8 cents for it.
Well, here, though, know, it ain't yours to sell.
Well, it ain't yours neither. Half of it's mine. Yeah.
Right,
my short head is half yours and half mine.
Well, I'll sell you my half of it for a nickel, and I don't care what you give yourself for your half of it.
All right, I'll just take it. Now, wait a minute now, here, and I'll wait just a minute. Set it over here on this side. These is mine over here, them yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Now, don't get them mixed up there.
Well, let's see. That gets all them canned goods divided up.
Yeah, I can
do
them.
Yeah, now, let's see. We got that ham them folks sent us from down there in Georgia, you know, that peanut cured ham.
Yeah.
We got to divide that up.
Yeah, well, we better just cut that half in two and take that on home, Mom. I told Elizabeth about it, and she just wants me to bring that on home. She says them's the best things that the body ever had.
Well, that's mighty nice and folks to send it to us, I tell you that.
Yeah, well, we'll just cut that in half and two. We'll get a meat saw someplace and just divide that up and take it home. We'll try to sell it.
Yeah. Well,
see, we better start in on that boat goods now and get them ginghams and calicoes and stuff divided up.
Well, that stuff all sells at about the same price there, Mr. Peabody. It ain't no use to measure it all up. Ain't been more than two or three dress patterns sold off now. Why don't we just divide up the boats?
No, you don't. No, sir, now. We'll measure up every yard of it. Divide it up half and half.
All right. Whereabouts is the yardstick at?
Cedric's been using it to punch up the fire with. It's all black and run at the cloth you put it on, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just have to measure it out at arm's length. That's supposed to be a yard.
Yeah, well, I'll measure it off first.
Oh, no, you don't neither now. I'll do my own measure. You measure yours, and I'll measure mine. That's what we'll do.
All right. Swan Abner, you're the most obstinate fella.
What?
Never mind.
I want to see if this is divided up right. I ain't going to get myself cheated. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll take this pink here.
I don't care. I'll take this one over here.
One.
Maybe it'll sell better, anyway.
Two. Three.
I'm at arm's length now. Well, here, count to yourself. You're getting me all mixed up here. I can't do nothing. You count
well,
out
wait
loud.
A minute. Measure from the end of your nose to the full length of your arm there. That's supposed to be a yard.
I know.
Well, keep your head straight to the front there, then. Turn your head clean away from it that way. You're adding about a foot to every yard.
Oh, yeah. One, two, three.
I've got that feet all divided up now.
Did it come out even, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. Put yours on one side, Mr. Lum's there on the other.
Yeah, well.
Granny, I'm glad we never had none left over. I'd hate to eat a sack of chops or a sack of bran on top of all that other stuff we've had.
Yeah, or bale of hay.
What you fellas are smelling of that goods there for?
We ain't smelling of it. We're measuring it off, Cedric, dividing it up. From the end of your nose to your arm's length, it's supposed to be a yard.
Well, Mr. Lum's getting a whole lot the best of you there, ain't he?
I know. We're measuring it the same way, both of us.
Yeah, but his arm's about a foot longer than yours is.
Huh?
He's getting about a third more than
you. Yeah, here. Wait a minute now. Wait just a minute there, Mr. Edwards. Just stop right where you're at. Just roll her back up. I know we've got to measure this stuff some other way.
No, you don't. No, yes, I offered to measure it for both of us, and you wouldn't stand for it. Just go ahead and measure your own. Don't do it.
Now,
you got it all mixed up. I lost my place.
Now, just roll her back up. We'll just wait till we get a yardstick. I ain't going to let you count it that way. Them arms of yours is 2 yards long.
All right.
What you want me to do now?
Well, let's see, Cedric. Let's see now. Well, we got them nails back there and them pegs. Got to count them.
There ain't no use to count them. Just weigh them up. But never mind. You can be measuring up that cool oil back there, Cedric. That'll be a good job for you.
Yeah.
Yes, Mom. You wouldn't want me to divide up that candy for you, would you?
No, sir. You just stay out of that candy case, Cedric.
I didn't think you would.
Well, no.
Yeah, again, you got done eating, and it'd be divided up three ways instead of two. Go on, measure up that coal oil like I told you to.
Yes, Mom.
And now, there's another thing, too, Mr. Edwards. How are we going to divide up Cedric?
Divide up Cedric? Oh, Granny's, I forgot about him.
Well, there is something to figure on.
Wait a minute. You fellas ain't figuring on cutting me in two, are you?
Oh, go ahead, Cedric. We ain't talking to you. Go ahead.
Might let him work for both of us here and divide his salary up half and two.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You take half of it, and I'll take half of it.
I mean, divide what we're paying. You pay half of it, and I'll pay half.
Oh, yeah, I see.
No reasons why he can't work for both of us. Well, let's get the rest of this stuff divided now to get done with it.
Yeah, I do, too. I want to get opened up for business. I got a lot of customers waiting until I open up. I've been talking to them. They're all
been talking to
them. Yes.
Abner, if you start cutting prices on me, there's going to be trouble around here. I can see that already.
You run your store, and I'll run mine. Whatever prices I make is my own business. I ain't going to complain again you, and I don't want you complaining again me.
Here's that barrel of apples we got to count.
Oh, well, I done counted them once. There's 840 in there. I done counted them.
840?
Yeah.
Let's see. That'll be 420 for each one of us.
Yeah.
Now, I'll count out my half and put them here in this empty cracker barrel.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stand right here and watch you count them, too. I'll tell you that.
Here, you set them down in the barrel for a minute. Now, don't drop them now. You'll bruise them to where they'll go bad on me. These is mine, and like that.
Hope they do go bad.
Now, you watch me. I ain't going to pick out the biggest one.
That's just what I'm looking for. Just put them down. I'll just take them as they come. Don't be picking them out over them. Now.
There's one, two, three.
I'm going to sell mine for 15 for a quarter when I open up.
How many?
15.
You can't make no money at them that price. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
I done talking to a woman this morning. I already got an order for 6 bits worth from her. That's 45 of mine that I've done so quick that we get them divided up.
46, 47.
That's a good price to make on them apples. That makes 60 apples for a dollar that way.
That's too cheap, 60 for a dollar. 61, 62.
And Dick Carson selling some of them little ones down his store not long ago for a cent apiece down there.
Cent apiece?
Yes, sir.
That's 100 for a dollar.
That's what I say.
101, 102, 103.
Yeah, well, we got to divide up that box of oranges over there, too, but I don't know how many of them is. It says right there on the end of the box. It says there's 176 in there, and that's a full case.
Yeah, we won't have to count then.
Oh, we can just count out half of 176 that way.
Yeah. 177, 178.
That last batch of oranges we had 225 for the case.
Yeah, I know. Quit talking, Abner. You're getting me mixed up here, sort of. Don't want to cheat you none on this count.
Oh, I'm watching you now.
225, wasn't it?
Yeah,
226,
227. Of course, now lemons runs a heap higher than that. Let's see, how many is in that case over there anyway?
380. I've done looked at that.
380, huh?
Yeah, 381, 382. How many of these is I supposed to count out for myself?
Well, half of 840, whatever that is.
420, yeah. Let's see, where was I at?
382, I think you said.
Yeah.
But I think you made a mistake now, Lama.
Now, don't start that, Abner. You stood right there and watched me
count.
Yeah,
but I just started saying.
Well, don't start accusing me of cheating.
Well, I mean, you count them wrong.
Abner, I counted every one of them apples right into your hand. I know Dad blamed good and well and never made no mistake. I've got 382 already counted out there, and at least 38 more apples I've got coming out of that barrel. And I'm going to have them, too, or know the reason why. Come around here, tell me.
Well, it looks like by tomorrow the Jot 'em Down store will be operated as two separate businesses, Edwards versus Peabody. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a letter from Mrs. C.L.R. of Greenwood, South Carolina, that I know all your mothers would like to hear. She says, "We have a very large family, 10 children, and we certainly are grateful for all Horlicks has done for them. We nearly lost our first child. At 6 months, he weighed only 10 pounds. And though we tried several kinds of foods, nothing seemed to help him. And then someone suggested Horlick's malted milk. And after we put him on a Horlick's diet, he went through childhood without any more trouble. After that, we got Horlick's for all our babies, and it's been our old standby. And the youngsters certainly love it, too." Well, thank you, Mrs. C.L.R. We certainly appreciate your letter and are glad to know that Horlick's malted milk helped your babies as it's helped so many thousands of others. We hope your letter will be the means of acquainting still more mothers with the value of Horlick's malted milk when used as a food for infants and growing children. This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all good night and good health.